The game of football is the sport of choice for thousands of kids across America. Youngsters dreaming of one day being the next superstar playing on Sundays. But in a small town just north of Detroit, there is another sport of choice.
Growing up, we were in the street playing hockey all the time. I mean, hockey was our sport. You know, Red Wings were our team. Didn't really grow up Lions fans, so we watched the Wings.
While hockey was their first love, football quickly came in and took over the Lion family. Zach and his younger brothers Prescott and Ben were the ones constantly playing out whatever sport they could. Being the oldest, Zach was the one leading the way. He had a record-breaking career at Oxford High, but remarkably got little interest from colleges until a twist of fate had a school in Texas calling.
June Jones tells a story when June knew a friend of his father's, and when June was at the Detroit Lions, this guy just gave him the DVD. Here, would you look at this? And he remembered the guy from Detroit. He looked at it and goes, oh, that's a pretty good linebacker. All right, yeah, maybe. Sure, why not? Let's bring him down here.
In the heart of Dallas, Texas, SMU seems like a strange spot for a Michigan kid to find himself. But that's exactly where Zach Lyon wound up playing his collegiate career. Using that toughness everyone saw from day one, he went on to have a record-breaking career. He finished second all-time in rushing behind Eric Dickerson and was named the Conference Player of the Year in 2012.
It was a pretty fun time. Obviously, we had some good teams there. I think I fit their scheme well as a running back and being able to move guys out with the spread and have more of a power runner up the middle. But looking back, it was a fun career to look back on.
His speed is very deceiving, and when he starts running people over bigger than him, he really creates a lot of aura within the team, and then you can depend on a guy like that.
The school has become a family hotbed for the Lyon household. Ben Lyon is a tight end at Robert Morris, but younger brother Prescott is currently a junior running back for the Mustangs and working to follow in his brother's footsteps.
Me and Zach never got the chance to play together throughout middle school, high school, or anything like that, so I thought, at least have 1 year play together would be great, so I decided to come down here and play with them.
They are tough shoes to fill, as the oldest of the Lyon brothers not only set records in college, but also went from an undrafted rookie in 2013 to the starting fullback on the 2015 Minnesota Vikings. It was a long path to the NFL and a starting spot, but well worth the wait.
Just the work hard mentality, and I think results will come, and the trust by the coaches will come. The more you do the right thing over and over again, and that's kind of what happened here.
The 25-year-old has made the most of every opportunity. Not only does he get to block for the best running back in the game, but he has two career carries, both ending up being touchdowns.
You've got that trust from the coaches now. You're playing. You got to take advantage of those reps. And I just think what you do during the week, your preparation takes care of itself. So once you get to the game, you don't have to think. You can play fast. So far, that's been working out pretty good.
Reaching an NFL end zone seems to be a fitting spot for Zach Lyon to be. He only dreamed about it for years as a kid growing up in Michigan, and now that dream has become a reality. The Lyon brothers went from playing hockey in the streets to having successful paths on the gridiron. Zach has set the bar high as a benchmark for his younger brothers to strive to achieve.
Never give up, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you can be this close and give up and all of a sudden you regret it for the rest of your life. And Zach kind of showed me that, how throughout high school football he always gave his best. And luckily he got the film, SMU saw, and luckily gave him a scholarship to come here. And I bet those coaches didn't regret giving him a scholarship.
He's smart. He knows what he has to do to get the job done. He's smart. What he has to do is how to be a successful husband, be a successful son. And he came here, he saw, he conquered. And I just don't see nothing but a great vision for that guy. And I just wish him nothing but the best. He's one of my guys.